Proclamation number 8590 of 19th of August, 1963. God demands only love from human beings. Again and again you will be seized and pulled up by my love if only you do not resist. For I will not leave you in the abyss, I will help you at all times to ascend step by step. To ascend from dark regions to bright heights. I help you that you receive power and also can cover the way to the height, which leads up and costs effort, with success. But I always demand of you that you give up all resistance, that you turn to me for help and are prepared to fulfill my will. Then you can also reach your aim guaranteed, for the purpose of which you stay on Earth. You can perfect yourselves still on Earth and enter the kingdom on the other side with a high degree of light, where then a wonderful fate awaits you, which lasts forever. You are to fulfill my will. And this means that you should live a life of love. I demand nothing more of you than that you arise in love towards me and towards the neighbor, because love is the basic principle. Because love is the law of eternal order, because I myself am love and you have emerged from this love. Once you have fathomed the essence of love, it will be understandable to you why I require nothing but love from you, for love is everything, it is light and strength and bliss. Without love you remain distant from me, and only with me alone is happiness. Only in connection with me can you be full of power and light. But if you reject my love, then you will be and remain unhappy, until you change your nature yourselves and become love again, as you were in the beginning. Everything that now approaches you in earth life can let love flare up in you, for you were only put into this world for the reason that you can practice love working. You can always and everywhere be active in helping your fellow human beings, you can serve, and if this happens in unselfish love, you yourselves change your nature, which initially only knows ego love, into unselfish, giving and wanting to make happy love, and you yourselves become again what you were in the beginning, love radiated beings full of light and power. You become my children, who in love desire the Father and will now also receive love power without ceasing. But to be allowed to receive love light and love power unlimitedly also means brightest recognition, knowledge about everything and penetration into the deepest secrets of creation, into deepest wisdom and into my plan of salvation from eternity. A love-radiated man can already receive extensive knowledge on Earth, and this knowledge will make him happy, and it will deepen the higher his degree of love rises, and the entrance into the kingdom on the other side after his death will trigger a happiness in him, which is unimaginable to you men, because he will be surrounded by brightest light. He will be allowed to see all glories, of which you men let yourselves dream of nothing. And everything can only be achieved through love, which you as human beings practice so little and which is nevertheless the only thing that secures you an eternal life and beatitude. I only demand love from you men, but I also help you that you are able to practice it, because I am always prepared to improve your lot for you. And because I do not want to leave you in the deep, in darkness, since you were created as light beings in the beginning. You chose darkness yourselves in free will, but I am constantly endeavoring to cause you to ascend voluntarily. And you can only cover this when you are active in love, because then you constantly receive power to walk up, and because you then also recognize for what purpose you walk over earth. And consciously pursue your aim, the union with me, which makes you unspeakably happy, but which exactly can only be reached through a love life and full unselfishness. but you only need to earnestly want, and truly, I will help you that you let the will become action. You will always receive strength to carry out your will, and you will always be guided and led so that you always come closer to the aim. I will announce my will to you, and if you fulfill it, you will also live in love and then also be united with me, who is love myself. But the union with me is highest happiness, and it now also remains until all eternity. Amen.